This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Scioli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Scioli listener.
All right, welcome back to the show. Glad you're here, and thanks for being part of it on Twitter at Rich Scioli. Please feel free to tweet me throughout. I want to welcome back to the program, Councilman David. Oh, actually, first time since I moved to mornings, Councilman, welcome back.
Hey, thank you very much, Rich.
Absolutely. So you have a press release out. Good for you. Congratulations. I'm glad you're doing this. Legislation to require supervised injection sites. They must obtain community approval before opening. Thank you for doing this.
Oh, thank you very much. It was unfortunately necessary. I tell people, you know, it's hard to believe that your city council is shut out and doesn't know what's going on, but that's exactly what happened. While there were many conversations, I always assumed this was illegal. It was a surprise when we got a decision from the federal court judge. But I, like many people, just read about a memo instructing the police to escort persons who were going to safe injection sites, presumably carrying heroin with them, in and out of the building. And that was, I think, Thursday. And by Monday, it had gone from like a memo to there's a definitive location. And then it was, well, there's going to be two locations. And then by Tuesday, the federal judge's final order, and Wednesday, Safe House says we're going to operate next week out of South Philadelphia. And so a hasty announcement from them and a hasty bill from me, and we were able to identify safe or supervised injection sites as per se nuisance health establishments under the existing Philadelphia code. And so that's the process.
Wow.
And I think because of that, basically, and the community's reaction to being shut out of the process, you know, there is a delay and now there is no lease.
So you're telling me, Councilman David O, that the police were supposed to escort the people into the safe injection site areas?
Yes, that's the memo that was circulating as of like Thursday evening, Friday.
That's the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? So, yeah, it's the using of the police standing by to basically ensure that there was, like, no harassment of the drug-addicted persons. And people really felt that it was drawing a line to prevent the community from reacting to the fact that out of nowhere, they find in the middle of their community with two daycare centers, a high school, small businesses, no notice to the neighborhood, that they're is an invitation to drug addicted persons to come by with whatever type of heroin they have, use it in the location, and exit however they feel.
Councilman David O, your legislation would require that there be hearings and that they obtain community approval before a safe injection site could open. My question is twofold. Number one, do you think you have the support of the council to get this passed? And number two, do you think Mayor Kenney will veto it?
So I think in light of everything that's happened, and first of all, let me say that I have studied supervised or safe injection sites, and I oppose them. There are people who support them, but that's not the issue here. The issue is that there should be a process of inclusion so that the community can make that decision. So my bill basically says that you have to provide notice to every resident, business, and institution within a one-mile radius, and that has to be done 6 months prior to a public meeting so the community has time to digest, converse, understands what's happening, get a second opinion, all that, prior to the public meeting, and then after the public meeting, at least 3 months, there will be a city council hearing where the health department will present that all the criteria has been met, including 90% of the community agrees to this. And people say, well, that's a very high standard. It'll never happen. What I say is, look, you know, unlike any other health establishment, you're inviting people breaking the law to come into the community to break the law and then to leave. While the federal judge said within the four corners of a safe injection site that is legal in the judge's decision, buying, bringing, using heroin and leaving high onto the streets, getting in a car, driving, all that stuff is still illegal. So for that, to invite people into the community, yeah, it has to be a high standard.
All right. Now, what happens in this kind of potential showdown, right? You know that the United States attorney, obviously, Andrew McSwain, he's against this, or Bill McSwain, he's totally against this. He does not want this to happen. So now, as the Philadelphia police are escorting people who've just purchased heroin into a safe injection site, and the DEA shows up to arrest those people for purchasing heroin, how does that work out?
Well, the way I see it is, and I the reason I introduced the bill is that while the U.S. attorney said he was going to appeal it, we don't know if the judge will grant a stay.
Right.
And so we didn't want, you know, this to start operating. But, you know, what happens is the police are given instructions, but they have to follow the Constitution. They are not at the whim of the mayor. The mayor is their boss. The police commissioner is their boss. But each police officer, and they have a union, is required to enforce the Constitution. So if the DEA shows up to do their duty, their job, the state police or others, then the police will not and should not interfere with that. They are there giving it its best light to ensure that people are not harassed. And one of the things I think people need to understand is there is an element of the Americans with Disabilities Act. That's why, for example, you can't just write a zoning thing against safe injection sites if they are going to be considered medical health facilities because they are protected under the Americans with Disability Act. So, in fact, I didn't do a zoning code. What I did was put it under an existing section of the Philadelphia Code called nuisance health establishments. So when the police are there to basically protect citizens who are accessing an ADA, Americans with Disability Act health facility, that does not mean they interfere with the DEA or any other persons who are enforcing the criminal laws on the streets of Philadelphia.
Exactly right. Well, listen, Councilman, I am so glad that you introduced this legislation to require supervised injection sites to obtain community approval before opening. Do you think it will pass City Council?
I think it will. We are rushing as quickly as possible to get this to the health committee, to have hearings, and then to get it to City Council. And there we shall see, because one of the things is that whatever people say, we have to see what their bills are, if they introduce legislation, what the legislation says, and then finally where their vote is. But this should be accelerated.
Well, I wish you were mayor. Councilman David O., thanks for coming back on the show, my friend. Best of luck with this and keep us posted, okay?
Thank you very much. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.